Hi, my name is Steve Johnston. I want to welcome you to this course, which is specifically designed to help you take your first few steps toward a new life in Jesus. And I'm so pleased to be able to go on this exciting journey with you. Jesus himself, in fact, described the process of entering his kingdom as a new birth or being born again. He said, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So you were born in the flesh when your mom brought you into this world, but every person also needs that second birth, that spiritual birth, because we need more than physical life to enter God's eternal kingdom. And that's why Jesus said, "Don't be surprised that I said to you, you must be born again." But just like the normal birth of a human baby involves a series of dramatic things that all happen in a short period of time so that mom and dad can take their little one home, spiritual birth also has a complex of dramatic things that happen right in the beginning in order to give us the fullness of a new spiritual life. Now, that's what these five sessions are all about. We're going to look at how the Bible describes what we might call the normal birth of a healthy Christian baby, the kind of birth that sets you up to grow to maturity quickly. And as we'll see, there are five things that Jesus wants us to learn right in the beginning as part of our entrance into a new life in the kingdom. And those five foundations, we might call them, will be the subject of the discussions of the five sessions of this course. So in Acts chapter 2, at the beginning of Peter's sermon to the people in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, Peter had just convinced this crowd of people that they had murdered their Messiah, and they were cut to the heart by this. And Peter and the rest of the apostles were there, and they asked them, "What must we do?" And I want you to hear Peter's response to that question, because he mentions four of the five foundations that we're going to study in this course. He said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise of the Spirit is for you and for your children and for all who are afar off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." In those words, Peter still describes for us today the normal entrance of a sinner into the kingdom of God. So when the gospel is preached and God in his sovereignty opens a sinner's heart to what they're hearing and a desire rises within you to be saved, it is these four things that God commands you to do in the gospel. This is what the Christian birth should look like. First, the sinner must repent. The first word out of Peter's mouth when they asked him, "What must we do?" was repent. Second, the sinner must put his faith or her faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins. So Peter had just preached Jesus to them, and it was the message of this that brought this conviction upon them. And then Peter had also said to them that they must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the one that they'd killed. So we have to change our minds about who Jesus is, because he's the king of this kingdom. And we have to put our faith in him for the forgiveness of our sins. Thirdly, Peter said that we are then immediately commanded to be baptized in water, washing away our sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Be baptized, every one of you, said Peter, in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's repentance, faith, baptism. Then fourth, we are told to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We must be baptized in the Holy Spirit because, as Peter said, the promise is for us. And we're going to see the normal way that happens is through the laying on of hands. So repent, believe, be baptized in water, receive the Holy Spirit. This is the normal Christian birth. And each of those steps plays a significant role in our entrance into God's kingdom and our early progress in it. Now, where else do we see these things listed as foundational in Scripture? Well, we see them in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. There, the writer to the Hebrews has just been lamenting the immature state of these Christians to whom he's writing. In fact, in the verses just before this, he had said to them, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you, again, the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food." He tells them that they are unskilled in the word of righteousness and that they are babies. And of course, the answer to this immaturity is that they have the foundations of the Christian life affirmed to them again. And then he goes on to list those foundations, and we are going to see the same four that Peter mentioned plus one more. And that explains why this course is called Five Foundations. Right, let me read to you Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. "Therefore, leaving the elementary principles of Christ, or the foundational principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of," now here we go, "repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, and of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, and resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do," he says, "if God permits." So there we see them: repentance, faith, baptisms, the laying on of hands or receiving the Holy Spirit. And then the fifth one that he adds is resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. So in this Five Foundations course, we want to help you to lay the right foundations in your Christian life. We want to help you understand first what it means to repent of your sins. That's session one. What it means to put your faith in the Lord Jesus. That's session two. Why we need to be baptized in water and what that's all about. That's session three. What it means to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's session four. And then in our fifth and final session, what that all means for your future. I trust that this will be hugely profitable to you. And if you are watching this little series in a small group, perhaps in preparation for your water baptism, which is a really good way I think this course can be used, I'm especially excited for you and the journey that you're on, and I pray that God will bless you through it all, and I will see you in the first session.